Welcome to another episode of the Gay Erotica podcast with Liam Williams. I hope you've been enjoying the stories recently. There's plenty of stories in the back catalogue of the podcast and on my website. If you'd like to read some more content, make sure you check those out. I'm always keen to hear about what people's favourite stories are. So if you like, get in touch and let me know. Thank you to the three new Patreons who have signed up since the last episode. Welcome to Johnny, to Ryan, and to Gil. I hope you enjoy the early access and the exclusive content, and that you enjoy being a part of the Patreon community. You can sign up to support at patreon.com/Liam Williams or by following the link in the show notes. The following story is entitled Taking Home the Barman. This episode of the Gay Erotica podcast is brought to you by Nectar.ai. I've been enjoying a lot of online role-playing chat, and Nectar.ai is a great platform for that, designed for adult storytelling right there in your browser. You can craft your own narratives, build your own characters, and even generate custom images that bring every role-play sex scene to life. It's a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed playing with it over the last few weeks. If you'd like to check out Nectar.ai, you can follow the affiliate link in the episode description or go to liamwilliams.com.au/Nectar.ai. Jeremy leaned against the sticky bar, the faint thump of bass from the DJ vibrating through his shoes, the stool and the counter. The neon glow outside flashed Rusty's Tavern and cast pink and blue streaks across the dim area of the front bar. He wondered how he had ended up in the more dive bar setup that was Rusty's, but as he swirled the last of his whiskey in his glass, his eyes drifted to the barman for the 10th time that night. The guy was hot, like distractingly hot, hot enough to make sure Jeremy had bought more than the one drink he had originally intended on buying. The barman, Dax according to his name tag, was tall and slender, but not without a bit of muscle. His tight black tee was filled in the front with just enough pecs to complement the bicep muscles that stretched the short sleeves. A buzzed fade showed off a sharp jawline, and the way he moved behind the bar, pouring shots with lazy confidence, had Jeremy's pulse picking up. They made eye contact as Dax moved a tray of glassware over to the sink, and he flashed a half smirk. It was probably just the usual hospitality smile, but Jeremy's dick twitched in response. Dax was just his type, and definitely gave off the air of a guy who had something decent packed in his jeans and knew how to use it. But it was the shapely ass, hugged by tight black denim, that suddenly caught Jeremy's attention as the barman reached up to return a bottle of vodka. Recently, Jeremy had been thinking about switching things up. There was no doubt that he loved taking dick, but after years of being almost strictly a bottom, he felt like he was operating on autopilot, making the same moves in the same positions. Now he was itching to flip the script. And Dax, or more specifically Dax's ass, looked like it could be exactly what he needed to reacquaint himself with the more active position. Jeremy downed the rest of his drink, the burn giving him just enough liquid courage to lean forward. "Hey, man," he called, attempting to pitch his voice a little deeper than usual. "Can I get another?" Dax sauntered over, all easy swagger, and propped an elbow on the counter. "Whiskey again, or you're switching it up?" His voice was low, gravelly, with a hint of a drawl that made Jeremy's skin tingle. "Whiskey's good," Jeremy said, forcing a cocky grin. "Not much for switching things up, you know." That was a lie. Switching it up was now exactly what he was aiming to do. But that line was part of his plan. If he played the straight guy card, maybe Dax would let his guard down and let Jeremy take charge. He'd seen it work in porn. The gay guy never expected the curious guy to bottom for them. The taller man raised an eyebrow and looked down at his customer, pouring the drink with a slow, deliberate tilt of the bottle. "You don't strike me as the whiskey straight type," he said, sliding the glass over. "First time here?" Jeremy shrugged, sipping to buy time. Yeah, rough night. Came into town to meet a girl, but she suddenly kicked me out. Nowhere to crash, so I figured I'd drink till I forget her. He let his eyes flick over Dax, lingering on his biceps, then back up quickly, hoping not to be too obvious. Didn't expect a place like this, though. Dax chuckled, leaning closer, his scent, leather and something citrusy, hitting Jeremy hard. A place like this? You mean a gay bar? He didn't sound offended, more amused, like he'd heard that line before. Yeah, I guess I didn't do my research as I wandered out of her apartment. Don't worry, man. We don't bite, unless you ask. Jeremy's throat went dry, but he laughed it off, playing up the straight guy act. Nah, I'm good. Just a drink and a couch, you know. I'm not picky. He took another sip, letting the silence stretch, hoping Dax would bite. Dax studied him, eyes narrowing slightly, but that smirk stayed in place. People don't come here, usually, looking for a place to crash, if you know what I mean. But I'm off in 10. If you're really stuck, I've got a spare room. No strings. He paused, then added, unless you're into that. Jeremy's heart thudded. Holy shit, that was easy. He nodded, keeping his cool. Appreciate it, man. I owe you one. 10 minutes later, Jeremy followed Dax out the back door of Rusty's, the cool night air hitting his flushed skin. The apartment was only a short walk, a cramped but tidy place above a tattoo parlour. The same scents that had wafted from Dax's body filled the space, with an additional hint of weed in the background. A worn couch sat against one wall opposite a big screen TV. Another neon sign flashed colours through the window. This time, just the word tattoo was visible through the glass. A door was set in the wall on either side of the couch. Jeremy assumed they were the bedrooms, and his mind started racing. He could do this. He could top Dax and feel that rush of control he'd been craving. Beer? Dax asked, kicking off his boots and heading to a small fridge in what only just counted as a kitchen. Sure, Jeremy said, shrugging off his jacket. He sat on the couch, spreading his legs a little wider than necessary, still playing the part. Thanks again, man. Didn't expect to end up here after, you know. His host handed him a cold bottle, sitting close on the couch. Their thighs brushed, and Jeremy's dick stirred again. Yeah, about that, Dax said, taking a swig. Your girl. What's the story? Totally not how I'd imagined this weekend going. Jeremy scrambled for details, his buzz making it easier to lie. I mean, if you travelled in to see her, you must have really fucked up to have her kick you out. Well, shit, this is embarrassing. He paused and took a swig from the bottle. I said some other girl's name. A corner of Dax's mouth rose, along with one eyebrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Jeremy said quickly, hoping his speed added to his conviction. She blew up and tossed me out on the street, told me to fuck off. He forced a laugh, shaking his head. Guess I deserved it. Dax nodded, but his eyes were sharp, like he wasn't fully buying it. Jeremy gulped as those deep blue eyes set upon him, almost as if they were searching for the truth behind his story. He waited for a moment, sure that adding more detail now would make it seem like he was trying too hard.
Another beer?
Dax asked, suddenly standing. Sure, man. Jeremy tried to mask his sigh of relief. A taller man walked back towards the fridge, and Jeremy's eyes followed the movement of his ass in the tight black denim. He darted his eyes away just as his host turned to face him again.
Sounds rough, Dax returned to the couch. But you don't seem too torn up.
He turned to face Jeremy, one arm draped behind him. The younger man's mind raced to find an explanation, but the long arm placed just behind him and the thigh once again placed against his own halted any of his former creativity.
So what's the real deal?
Dax broke the silence.
You're not straight.
Jeremy's stomach flipped, but he forced a grin. What? I can't have a bad breakup? Come on, man. I'm just trying to drink and crash. Dax's smirk widened.
Sure, but I've seen you checking me out since you walked in. here and the bar. You're not subtle, bro. He leaned in, voice dropping. But I'm not complaining. Fuck. Jeremy's plan was slipping, but the heat in Dax's gaze and his confirming words had him locked in place. He decided to roll with it. Maybe he could still steer this where he wanted. All right, fine, he said, setting his beer down. You're hot. I'm curious. Never done this with a guy, but I'm down to try. Another lie, but it sounded good enough to Jeremy. He shifted closer, letting his hand rest on Dax's thigh, testing the waters and the strength of his backup story. You into that? Dax didn't move, but his eyes darkened, pupils blown wide. Depends, he murmured, voice like velvet. What are you looking to try? Jeremy's confidence surged. This was it. He leaned in, lips brushing Dax's ear as he whispered. I want to fuck you. Been thinking about it all night. His hand slid higher, fingers digging into Dax's thigh. He felt the barman's body tense before a low chuckle escaped him. He pulled back just enough to look Jeremy in the eye. That's so, he said, voice dripping with something dangerous, something that made Jeremy's gut twist. You think you're calling the shots here? Before Jeremy could answer, Dax's hand shot out, grabbing his wrist and pinning it to the couch beside his head. Jeremy's breath caught, his dick jumping in his jeans as Dax leaned over him, all muscle and heat. Here's the thing, Dax growled, his other hand gripping Jeremy's chin, forcing their eyes to lock. I don't bottom for anyone, especially not some supposed straight guy who's been eye-fucking me for hours. Jeremy's heart pounded, but he tried to push back, to keep control. Come on, man. I can. Dax cut him off, his grip on both his wrist and his chin tightening. Nah, you don't get to play me like that. He released Jeremy's chin, and Jeremy leant forward to try and regain some power in his position. But the space allowed for Dax to grab the hem of Jeremy's shirt and whip it over his head in one swift move. Jeremy barely had time to react before the dominant man was on him, mouth crashing against his in a kiss that was all teeth and tongue, rough and insistent. Jeremy moaned into it. His hands started fumbling for Dax's shirt, but were quickly swatted away. The barman grabbed Jeremy's loose arm and pulled it up to join the one pinned above the couch. In a second, Jeremy found both of his wrists ensnared in Dax's long fingers. You wanted to play straight? Dax muttered against his lips, his free hand sliding down to cup Jeremy through his jeans. Let's see how long that lasts. Jeremy's head spun, his body betraying him as Dax's hand squeezed, drawing a gasp from him. He'd wanted to top, to take charge, but the taller man bearing over him was quickly unravelling that intent, and he couldn't help admitting that it felt good. Wait, he panted, trying to regain some ground. I can... No, Dax said firmly, in time with the faint metal click Jeremy heard above his head. Dax stepped off the couch, and Jeremy quickly tried to move with him, but his hands wouldn't allow it. He felt the cold steel of the cuffs before he registered what had happened. Dax grinned at the look of realization on Jeremy's face before he popped the button on Jeremy's jeans, tugging them down with his boxers in one go. Jeremy's dick sprang free and his face burned. He was already hard and leaking. Dax noticed this and his smirk turned feral. Look at you. So fucking desperate already. He couldn't deny it. His body was suddenly screaming for this tall, dominant man to take over. Dax stood, stripping off his own shirt and pants, revealing a body that was long, tanned and muscled. It was even more sculpted than Jeremy had imagined, and the thick cock that stuck out from between his strong thighs made Jeremy's mouth water. He instinctively leaned forward, but was quickly reminded of his containment. Not yet. The taller man stood still for a moment, shaking his head and grinning down at Jeremy, who couldn't do anything but gasp and leak pre-cum down his throbbing cock. After taking a long gulp from his beer, Dax stepped to the side of the couch. Jeremy felt the release of his shackles and slowly moved his hands down in front of him.
Dax smiled when Jeremy noticed they were only released from the couch and not from each other.
On your knees, Dax ordered, and Jeremy snapped back to attention,
obeying without thinking and sinking to the floor. A hand tangled in his hair, guiding him forward until his lips brushed the tip of the thick cock in front of him.
Suck.
Jeremy didn't hesitate, taking Dax into his mouth, the weight and taste of him pushing all other sensations aside. He'd always loved this part, even as a bottom, but doing it now, with Dax's hand tied in his hair, felt different, more intense, more submissive than any of his previous experiences. Dax groaned above him, hips rocking slightly, and Jeremy hollowed his cheeks, working him deeper, trying to prove he could handle it.
Good boy,
Dax muttered, and the praise sent a shiver through Jeremy, his dick throbbing between his legs. Jeremy worked to find a rhythm that he knew would please his new master. He bobbed up and down on the thickness, opening his throat to the intrusion. Dax moaned as Jeremy worked, but he wasn't allowed to work for long. After only a couple of minutes, Jeremy had his head pulled back. The hard cock fell from his mouth and he was yanked to his feet.
Enough of that. I want your ass.
Dax took the chain that hung between Jeremy's wrists and used it to lead him toward the door beside the couch. Dax opened it and, after dragging Jeremy through, shoved his new sub towards the bed. Jeremy stumbled, landing on the mattress. Before he could turn over, he felt the bigger body on top of him, pressing him face down into the sheets.
Wait, I...
Jeremy started, but Dax's hand smacked against his ass, the sting making him yelp.
No more games, the top growled, leaning over him, his chest hot against his back. You're mine tonight.
With his face suddenly buried in the pillow, Jeremy heard a drawer open. He heard the familiar pop of the tube of lube, and any thought of protest died in his throat as Dax's slick fingers found his hole, circling teasingly.
Fuck,
Jeremy gasped, pushing back despite himself, his body craving it now. Dax worked him open with one finger, then two, slow and deliberate. Soon, Jeremy was panting, rocking against him. All thoughts of topping were now gone.
Please,
he mumbled, barely aware he'd said it. Dax chuckled, dark and low. Jeremy heard the foil packet of the condom opening and the soft, slick sound of Dax preparing himself.
That's more like it.
He lined up, the head of his cock pressing against Jeremy's entrance, and then he pushed in, slow but relentless, filling him inch by inch. Jeremy moaned, loud and unashamed, the stretch burning in the best way. The long thrust continued, and for a moment Jeremy wondered how much more dick there was to take. With a final push and a deep grunt, Jeremy felt Dax's hips against his ass and the top bottomed out inside him. He held that position for a moment before slowly grinding against Jeremy's body, stretching him from the inside.
Good boy.
Dax elongated the words as his hand gripped Jeremy's hips. The dominant fingers dug in, and Jeremy knew he would be bruised tomorrow. The top now used that grip to pull Jeremy up from the mattress and set him on all fours, at the mercy of the thick cock that was opening him.
You take it so well,
Dax murmured, pulling out almost all the way before slamming back in. He repeated the process with a grunt from each of them, quickly setting a brutal pace that had Jeremy clawing at the sheets.
Fuck, Dax!
Jeremy gasped, his dick now dripping onto the mattress as Dax fucked him, each thrust hitting that spot that made his vision blur. He had wanted to top. He had wanted to be the one who was in charge. But being dominated, being taken like this, was better than he had imagined. Dax's control, his roughness, it was everything he needed to remind him how good submitting to a good top could be. That top leaned down now, biting the back of Jeremy's neck as he pounded into him.
Not so straight now, huh?
He said, punctuating the words with another hard slap on Jeremy's ass. Jeremy could only moan in response, too far gone to care. He was close, so close, and each thrust of that thick dick was driving him even further to the edge. He gasped as his cock throbbed, the sensations almost overwhelming him. Fuck, such a good bottom boy. Dax reached up and grabbed a fistful of Jeremy's hair. Jeremy allowed himself to be lifted from the mattress, reaching out to steady himself against the bed frame, just as a forearm curled around his neck. The new position seemed to drive Dax's dick even deeper, and when those long fingers wrapped around Jeremy's cock, it only took a few sharp tugs before he came hard, firing quickly over the sheets with a broken cry that echoed off the walls. Dax didn't stop, gripping Jeremy by the throat and the hip and fucking him through it, chasing his own release. After a few more sharp thrusts, he groaned, burying himself as he came, his grip on Jeremy tightening. Dax held himself deep inside until the last shudder of climax shook the top's body. The bigger man moaned softly and released Jeremy from his grasp, letting him fall against the mattress. His legs straightened and his arms stretched above him. The air was thick with the scent of sex and sweat. A satisfied sigh came from the top as he tried to recover, and Jeremy heard the light flick of the condom being removed. Dax then flopped onto the bed beside Jeremy, who was still catching his breath, face flushed and hair a mess. "Still want to play straight?" Dax teased, voice lazy now, sated. Jeremy laughed and could only turn his face towards the man that had so perfectly used him. "Fuck no. That was... fuck." The corner of Dax's mouth curled. "Good, because I'm not done with you yet." Jeremy's dick twitched at the promise and Dax stood from the bed. As Jeremy sighed and smiled to himself, he heard another light, metallic click. His eyes darted to his hands to find them not only cuffed together, but cuffed to the bed frame. Dax walked out of the bedroom and Jeremy heard him open another beer. "So much for topping," he thought, but as he lay against the bed, his used hole pulsing, he knew there was nowhere else he'd rather be. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast. I hope you enjoyed that slightly longer, slightly more dominant story. Don't forget, there are a lot more stories that you can go back and listen to, as well as the exclusive stories available at patreon.com/Liam Williams. You can also buy my novel, Naughty 40, through my website, liamwilliams.com.au. Thanks again for listening to the Gay Erotica Podcast. Feel free to leave a rating and review and share the podcast with your friends.